Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anoint me. Anoint Jesus. Need you to fall on me, Jesus.
Fall on me.
Anoint Would you fall on me, Lord? Let the power, let the power, let the power of the Holy Ghost
fall on me.
Lift your hands and say, fall on me, fall.
Fall on me.
Anointing, anointing, anointing.
Anointing.
Would you fall on me, Jesus? Fall.
Fall
devil.
On me.
Let the power.
Let the power
of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Fall.
Fall on me.
Anointing.
Fall.
Say just one more time. If you want double for everything you've gone through, just say anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall on me.
I can't make without you, anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall.
Come on. Now say, let the power, let the power of the Holy Ghost.
Good morning.
Well, try not to keep you too long. Try to move hurriedly. We thank God for all of you that decided to turn aside and bless us this morning. We pray that for John 15th chapter, John the 15th chapter. Praise the Lord, John the 15th chapter. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, we come thanking you once again, blessing us to see this day in the name of Jesus, allowing us to come together in Canada as a privilege, even a blessing. Now we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have with this day. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for it all. Amen. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on you. John, the 15th chapter. The first verse says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bring forth fruit, bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more ye, except ye abide in me. Listen, I am the vine, all the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Praise the Lord. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. John 15, 1 through the 8th verses. This is Christ, the true vine, and Christ is the true vine. The union of human and divine nature, praise the Lord, and the fullness of the Spirit that is in human. Resemble here, it is resembling the root of a vine made fruitful by the moisture from a rich soil here. See, we as believers, they are the branches here of this vine. The root is unseen, and our lives is hid with Christ. The roots bears the tree. Oh, praise a diffusion of sap to it, and is Christ are all support and supplies. We depend on this root which is hidden in us. Christ is hidden in us, and through the Spirit of the Lord, we are strengthened. Christ, praise the Lord, Christ is strengthened in us, and he is our supply, and he supplies us, and he supports us. The branches of the vine are many, yet meeting in the root are all but one vine. Thus all true Christians, though in place and opinion, distant from each other, meet together in Christ. We have all different, we are differently made up, we have difference of opinion, but we all come together. Our union, our common ground is Christ. Christ, the solid rock that we stand upon. Christ, our support, our leading post. Christ, the one hallelujah, that we accept it as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're here. We are able to stand, but as they are born up, the father is the husband. Never was any husband so wise, so watchful about his vineyard as God is about his church. As God, he wants to be the center. Oh, praise the Lord. Christ must be the center that we can be helped. We must be stay connected to the vine. Oh, praise the Lord. And as the vine is with God, hallelujah, so must we be with the vine. If we are connected with the vine that connects us back to God, we will do well. Christians, we look for a Christian temper, disposition, and life. We must honor God and do good. This is bearing. The unfruitful are taken away, as fruitful branches need pruning. You take a tree and it starts to die, and the only way you can help that tree live, you must go forth and prune that tree that it may become stronger. Prune that, cut off the dead thing. So it is with the Christian. We must go through, and if we would become better, we must take away the thing that is dead in us, cut it away, prune it, remove it, that we may strengthen the rest of our limbs that are there. Praise the Lord. You take a person that's negative, if you don't do something about it, you find that negativeness removed throughout the whole mind and heart. And the person will just start to love misery more than they do happiness, and find themselves, whoever they're around, it will just taint them, taint whatever covering they keep. But you find a person that's joyful and that wants love, joy, peace, and happiness, and try to make peace wherever they go, you find life around that person. You find people wanting to cling to that person and be more like that. So it is, hallelujah. So it is with Christians that want to be fruitful. They look for situations that will help them be fruitful. The unfruitful are taken away. And even fruitful branches need pruning. You need to be pruned. For the best have notions, passions, and humors that require to be taken away, which Christians has promised to forward the sanctification of believers. They will be thankful for them. The word of Christ is spoken to all believers. And there is a cleansing virtue in that word, praise the Lord, as it works grace and works out corruption, praise the Lord. Hear him, oh, praise the Lord. The more we abound in what is good, the more our Lord is glorified. In order to fruitfulness, we must abide. We must. It is a necessity that we abide. Fruitful, to be fruitful. But without me, he tells us in verse 5, it says, I am the true vine, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. We can do nothing without God. We need it every day, every minute, every moment, every hour. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth. So if you don't tend to abide in him, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. If you stay disconnected, if you stay, if you stray too long, and you find yourself start to wither away, and men gather them. And after you get so withered, you're gathered together and cast them into the fire. They are burned. But if ye decide to repent and get back with the Lord. In other words, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise the Lord. You can, if you abide in the Lord, you can ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. If you abide in him, praise the Lord, and his word that you read, faith cometh by hearing, and when you hear that word and let it abide within you, it can start to activate, it can start to, for you to have growth. It can start because you read it. When you read it, then you receive it, then you believe it, and then you act upon that that you have heard. That seed has been planted down within you. If ye abide in me, abiding to stay with the Lord and abide with him with the spirit, and the spirit that you have, it abides within you. Hallelujah. And then you put the word with that spirit that you have, and it activates something. And then the faith that you have, it hopeth for that that you have read. It hopeth to receive that you have come into the knowledge of that you have read. Faith coming by hearing. And when you hear that, and when you act upon it, and when you believe that, ye, and knowing his will, ye shall ask what ye will. What ye will. And when we get that heart clean, what I will is to what we want of the Lord. What we want, what we want the Lord's will. We don't want, not so necessarily concerned with our will. And then when he see that we want his will, then he can trust us. Then things are open up unto us, and we can ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us, because now our will is his will. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Praise the Lord. Ye are my friend if ye do whatsoever I command you. Praise the Lord. What if we do whatsoever the Lord commands us, not only read it, but that we read it, do act upon it. Don't be just hearers of the word, but be a doer. When you are a doer of the word in love, because you love the Lord, because you want to be obedient, and then obedience, will bring you blessings, all kinds of blessings. It says you can ask what you will. In other words, it just open up unto you. Things just will start to fall into place for you. Praise the Lord. Here though, Jesus was speaking with his disciples, and then he started to talk about his love to his disciples. Praise the Lord. This is what I have for you this morning. Try to keep it short for you, but abide. Praise the Lord. Abide in him, and he will abide in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the true vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. So bless God and be fruitful. God bless you. Praise the Lord. You open, Brother D.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Family. Always really true indeed. Glad to be back. in the house of the Lord once more and again.
Yes.
Because that's what we truly are. We are truly in the house of the Lord. Well, I tell God, thank you for allowing us to come together again as always, and thank you for the food that's being fed this morning. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us and keeping us and guiding us, knowing that it's not us, but it's Him. It's all about Him.
Yes,
and you know, Reb, as I sit here and listen to you this morning, knowing I'm driving, I get a chance to actually sit still this morning and hear and just receive the word. And as I'm sitting there listening, you hear me say all the time, it should be a verse that should jump out and grab you. And I had a couple of them grab me this morning as you were speaking. And I look at verse 2, and he says, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. I didn't get hooked on that. But he said, every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may forth more fruit.
Yes.
See, when I heard that, I got stuck right there. The Lord purges. You know, when you purge something, you cleanse it. And the more you the more you in God, the more you give yourself to God, the more He give you of Him. And the more you get of Him, the cleaner and cleaner you become, the more you want to serve Him just that much more. You know, and we should just tell God, thank you for that, for just purging us, cleansing us. I tell the Lord each and every day of my life, I want to tell God, thank you, knowing I can't make it without you. I'm on a journey that I just can't make it without you. And then my brother kept going, and my brother dropped on down, and then I heard you when you said, if ye keep my commandments, ye should abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. Now, when I heard you say that, Reb, I took that as being self-explanatory, because if I do what He said, what He has instructed me to do, if I just do His will, then He says I can abide in His love. If that wasn't enough, he went on a little further with it. Reb, Reb think it's just short and sweet this morning, but I truly enjoyed it. I can't say about someone else, but it hit home with me this morning, because there's another game. He says, ye are my friend if ye do whatsoever I commanded you. See, you can't be God's friend not doing His will. A lot of us don't want to accept that. But you can only be His friend if you're doing His will, because He has told it. That is right there. It's in the Word. If ye do as I command you. And I fell in love with those this morning when you was giving them to me. I want the Lord to continue to purge me daily. I definitely want to be His friend. In the name of Jesus. Well, I thank you for the Word this morning. I thank the Lord for touching you, giving it to us. I ask the Lord to continue to bless you, continue to keep you, that you will continue to feed us morning with the Word of God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for
thank
Jesus.
You, yes, sir. We thank Him.
Yes.
We thank Him for His love. You just can't do His love. And when it's shared abroad with when we love one another, it's like that verse 12 tells us, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Oh, if we could just show some love to each other, how wonderful God would be, because He will, since we're doing His work, since we're doing His work, He'll come show evidence to us that he'll come show evidence that of what His word is to us, with us, in us, and through us, and it be made manifest that we can see right before our eyes. That's what He does, and we thank Him for that. Do you want to be a friend? A friend of God. He said, verse 14, ye are my friends, ye do whatsoever I command you. And we thank Him. We thank Him. And I'll go ahead and read now to that 17, that 15, 16, 17, if you don't mind. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. He may give it you. These things have I command you, that ye love one another. That is, that is again, these things that I command, this is the commandment, commanding us that we love one another. It's so important because we go beyond just being a servant, but we see, because a servant, it don't know what the Lord does, but the friend, when you are a friend, oh, praise the Lord, he can trust you there. when you are a friend, he can open up things unto a friend that you wouldn't open up to a servant. You know, you have, people would have servants around their house, and that's what it was. The servant was just there to do a work. But when, but when you are friends, oh, praise the Lord, you come in a different way for the master of the house can open up unto you, because you went from a servant to now you are a friend, and being a friend also part of the family, and more things is open up unto a friend more than it is unto a servant. But we thank him today. And he told us we haven't chosen him, but he chose us in a day. So we thank him. I thank him for choosing me. I thank him for blessing me that I've tried my best to become more fruitful. Oh, that he would continue to remove, cleanse us, and wash us, and keep us, and that he may present us to the Father. Oh, praise the Lord, that he may present us as he getting us ready to meet God. You shall ask of the Father in my name, and it's in his name, that he give it to you. But let's continue, that we love one another as God has loved us. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Brother D, for the comments, for the encouragement, the kind words, and even a closer look that you gave into the scripture. I love to read it, but love to hear it as well. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. We thank the Lord for you. When the woods wake up. I hear you, Amen. When the woods wake up, God has built into a cycle of rest and renewal. What looks like death to us is rest to God. And just as rest is preparation for renewal, death is preparation for resurrection. Praise the Lord. Death is a temporary condition, and that it purpose is to prepare for new life, a new beginning for something even better. Thank you, Lord. God is in the business of keeping things alive. And after the pain of death, he promised a glorious resurrection for those who believe in his Son. And you have a thought in it. Every new leaf of springtime is a reminder of our promised resurrection. I know you're right. John 11:40-27. Also, John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank him today. Thank the Lord for that. Excuse me. Our strength and song. Songs of praise raise our eyes to see God. Songs of praise raise our eyes to see God's fullness. I'm going to read that one more time. It says, our strength and song, songs of praise raise our eyes to see God's faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Songs of praise. Great is thy faithfulness in the song. And it tells a little story in that song, talks about the Lord. Great is our faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I sing. He said, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thou compassion, it faileth not. Great is God, faithfulness unto me. Summer and winter, springtime and fall. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just get happy thinking about God's faithfulness. New mercies. We wake up every new morning. We see new mercies. Oh, don't worry about tomorrow, but this, God blessed us this day. For this particular day is a day that God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't have time to be thinking about the tomorrow, but I shall seek and be rejoicing and be glad of this day, for this is the day, and God has prepared new mercies for this day. So go forth and be blessed and bear that fruit, that you may continue to be a friend of God. And what a mighty friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not listen, carry everything, not just something, the things that you think you can handle, but put God in all your business, everything to God in prayer. We need him. We need to stay connected, for he knows how to keep us. He knows how to strengthen us. He knows how to bear us up when we're weak, when we're wounded. He knows everything. So why not hitch ourselves to the one that knows, the one that can lead us, the one that can guide us, and stay connected. You may fall off, but it's not that you fell off, but take advantage of that chance that he's giving you to get back. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you today. We ask you if you continue to keep us in your prayer as we try to do his will. Though we're fought, but we're going to keep on trying. Though we're cast down but not forsaken. Oh, but we're going to keep on trying. Though we become enemy of the devil, and we try to fight and try to withstand the things that he try to trip us up with, but we keep on trying. Oh, God, we'll make it all right. So we thank you. If you need prayer, we here. You can open. We can open you up. You push the one button. You have questions, we here. You want to check us? Thank you. We here. If you want to tell somebody, you love them. We here. I'll be the first one. I love you, God. Thank God for you. Ask you for continued prayer. Keep us in your prayer day in, day out. Every moment you think about it, whisper prayer for someone you love, a friend. Show God's people, and even to those that don't know the Lord, still show them love as well. That they may see what a mighty God we serve. God bless you. We here. If not, we'll pray and ask God to continue to have his way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, let us go to God in prayer. Father, God in heaven, come. Thank you, Father, for yet another chance that you've given us. Come together. We tell you, Lord, thank you for how you have forgiven us for sin, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for how you have connected us. Oh, hallelujah. Connected us. You allowed us to connect on to the true vine. We tell you, Lord, thank you. How you have allowed mankind to be connected back to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How you forgive us for the things we fall short of. We tell you, thank you, Lord. How you never left us. We tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. Continue to, we need it. We need it every minute, every second, every hour. Continue to give us strength in us, Lord, where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn now. Thank you, Lord, for what the things you have done. You have strengthened us. You have made a way for us that we could remain connected. And, oh, you have, Father God, removed, reproved, cleansed, pruned us. You've done all this for us, Lord. We tell you thank you. Bless us to remember to remove those things, the dead branches within us. Shake them away that we may have life. Hallelujah. Continual life, spiritual growth in you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Bless our love. Bless our love. Bless us. Even in being a servant, let us go from being a servant to being a friend. Hallelujah. Much rather be a friend, though I will serve you. Hallelujah. Try to serve you all the days of my life, but I want to be your friend, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you and we thank you. Continue to keep us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for God's plan. Thank you for people that set aside and we pray together, we worship together, we read and reason in your word together. So Lord, we just tell you thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Lord God. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord God.